15 years ago, it was super easy to build a big list fast. That's because email was a bit of a novelty still to a lot of people, so they freely gave their email address away in exchange for a cheap report and a newsletter. That's not the way things work today. But the problem is, there are still marketing manuals floating around that teach list building strategies from 15 years ago. Even some new manuals teach this rehashed garbage, simply because the product creator hasn't built a list in the last decade. That's why today's list builders are making so many mistakes. And one of the top mistakes they're making is to offer a junkie lead magnet in exchange for an email address. The name lead magnet should be the first clue that you can't offer junk. This isn't the time to blow the dust off some PLR report that hasn't seen the light of day since 2005. Forget about using that resell rights report that's completely saturated the market. And don't even think about offering something cheap just because you're giving it away for free. Tell you what, if you do any of these things, then you'll be the one looking at tiny double-digit subscriber numbers while dreaming about 5- and 6-figure lists. So let me share with you the truth about creating a lead magnet that really attracts targeted prospects and gets them clamoring to join your list and click on your links. Take a look. Tip 1. Give subscribers what they want and guess what your target market wants. Instead, roll up your sleeves and do some market research. The best way to do this is to go to marketplaces like Amazon.com and ClickBank.com, check out what's selling like crazy in your niche, and then create something similar to offer for free. It's a good bet that if your market is already shelling out money to buy a specific type of product, such as a weight loss cookbook or a blogging guide, for example, then they'll snap it up when you offer it for free. Tip 2. Create something people will refer to. The more often a subscriber uses your lead magnet product, the more they'll see your branding, ads, and calls to action. That's why you'll want to create a resource or tool that they'll use more than once. Examples include a gear list, a checklist, an app, or other piece of software. So maybe you had an ebook or report in mind. No problem. Just be sure this ebook or report includes something people will refer to often. For example, if it's a weight loss report, then you might include meal plans and recipes. Next tip. Tip 3. Make it valuable. The first tip was to make your product desirable. Now, this last tip is to be sure your lead magnet is valuable as well. This is something that you should be able to easily charge money for. $25, $50, $100, or more. You see, a lot of list builders make the mistake of using a cheap product as a lead magnet. They think that since they're giving it away, then the product itself shouldn't be worth much. Actually, you should be doing just the opposite. Make the product valuable and knock your users' socks off. Show them that you give away products that are even better than what others are selling. This not only boosts your opt-in rate, but it will also boost your back-end conversion rate too as subscribers rush to buy what you're selling. Bottom line. A lead magnet needs to live up to its name so that it attracts prospects. But your lead magnet also needs to work hard for you to convert these prospects into cash-paying customers. If you use the tips above, you'll be well on your way to creating lead magnets that build big lists. Of course, what you've learned so far is just the tip of the list-building iceberg. If you want to know what the best email marketers in the world do to build big, responsive lists, then you're going to want to click here, www.emarketersclub.com. Check it out now so that you too can discover these list-building secrets for yourself.